Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Pharrell on the bench.
Everything's just so automatic. The Browns are going to the Super Bowl. Ben Roethlisberger sucks, and the Steelers have no chance.
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them and everybody else in between throwing it down. The Wicked Wednesday has begun. We've got a full house here this evening. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart will step up, and Andy and Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, kicks it with us. Mike Tenier will join us at level three. We'll talk NFL football, one of the best in the business. And Mike Tenier, let's start off on the diamond tonight. And things are getting interesting in the National League Eastern Division, as we expected they were. The Atlanta Braves are a play-on team right now. The Atlanta Braves came back and won in 11 innings, and we're cashing tickets with the Atlanta Braves. Braves win 8-6, final score over the Reds. These are big losses for the Reds. These are massive wins for the Atlanta Braves, especially when you consider the Philadelphia Phillies. Those guys had an 8-game win streak. All right, they hadn't won 9 games in a row in 10 years. And I expected them to stumble a little bit. We talked about the Phillies, about peaking a little bit too early, right? Peaking a little bit too early. A lot of baseball left right now. So, as I stated, I think the Braves, and we'll check in with the numbers a little bit later on, and we'll decide whether it's worthy to pull the trigger again. We already have the Braves. We have the Phillies. I think the Mets are kind of done. I'm not, you know, I never pulled the trigger and triple hedged or anything like that with the Mets. But I don't think Philadelphia is finished or anything. I just think, like, basically, it's a marathon. It's basically like a horse race marathon. You know what I mean? Your horse's going to be, hey, he's leading around the turn. Oh, he's not leading anymore. Oh, no, here he comes. Right? And there's going to be ebbs and flows to this. And just right now, I think this number on Atlanta is going to keep on dropping the way the Atlanta Braves are playing baseball. So we'll break down the diamond, the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. We'll find out what's in Cam's bag. We'll get into the Wyndham Championship. I don't know, man. Golf and their playoff system and stuff, nobody really understands it. You know what I'm saying? It just sort of is. It is what it is. But this is the last event before the playoffs. It's the last event before the playoffs, and you want to get in the playoffs because you want to make more money. Right? You don't want to be on the outside looking in. These golfers, they love money. Right, so they don't want to be watching the tournament. They want to be part of it. And that's the top 125 guys that get in. And there's some pretty big-time golfers, actually, lingering. All right, the records were set today. Corbin Burns finished with 15 strikeouts, second most in a Brewers game history. Ben Sheets had 18 in 2004. Burns threw 99 pitches. He joins Garrett Cole, the only pitchers with at least 15 strikeouts on fewer than 100 pitches. since tracking began in 1988. And what's the deal, too? He struck out 10 straight, right? The Cubs, they really are the Cubs, completely useless by September. A late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Over NC. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, the Pips, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Kick it with us on the Wicked Wednesday. We're talking baseball. We're talking football. We're going to talk some PGA golf. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart will join us in a couple of moments. We'll talk about the Wyndham Championship. Talk some Major League Baseball futures. Get you up updated as far as all the division odds are concerned. We'll see if there's anything that we think we can strike with. And earlier in the week, you know, you guys know, we're on the Philadelphia Phillies, we're on the Atlanta Braves, we've jumped on the Oakland Athletics at plus 460, and I've been betting the A's this week, and the A's get it done again. The A's get it done again, the Braves get it done again, the Dodgers get it done again, Philadelphia loses again. The Mets, I don't know, what's the deal with the Mets? I guess they won, they played like half a game or something like that, and then they did it. On this date in history, 1929, Babe Ruth became the first Major League Baseball player to reach 500 career home runs. By the end of the 1929 season, Ruth had 516 career home runs. Rogers Hornsby was second with 277. I got to tell you, like, you know, it's crazy to say that somebody as famous as Babe Ruth is underrated, but this guy was really even better than people, like, realize. Like, and also, like, the other myth, and, you know, I'm not a Babe Ruth expert, but I know a lot of people sort of think of Babe Ruth, like, from the movie or something, and, like, modern movies and John Goodman, or that Babe Ruth was some big fat guy. He really wasn't. Like, Babe Ruth wasn't some big fat guy. You know, later on in his career, you know, he liked to drink a bit, so he had a little bit of a, you know, he had a little bit of a Ken Stewart belly thing going. But Cam Stewart and Babe Ruth. I'll ask Cam about Babe Ruth. But I'm telling you, you look at pictures and you see Babe Ruth. You know, he wasn't some fat slob or anything like that. And how the hell could he be? You know, I mean, as good as he was way better than everybody. And he was like a great pitcher, too. Great baseball player. Dead, the Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. We'll talk NFL football futures, Major League Baseball futures, picks, PGA, and more. Let's do this thing. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, Mo, wanna come with me and Wally to the Super Bowl?
Oh, absolutely. My favorite team's in it. The Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, ever since I was a boy, I've always loved the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, they're good, but I wouldn't cut out the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I hear that President Clinton is gonna be watching with his wife, Hillary. You think you know what?
the late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe over MC. We're kicking it. We're chopping it up like a jeweler. Diamonds. Diamonds, baby. Diamonds and rust. As the Atlanta Braves continue their comebacks. They continue their dramatics. The Oakland Athletics continue to spot the Cleveland Guardians a couple of runs before they come back. We see it on a nightly basis. The Boston Red Sox offense put 20 runs up on the board tonight. That's right. The final score, 20-8 in Boston. Looks like my Rays in game plus 2.5 fell just a little short. Did I say plus 2.5? I said plus 12.5. Can I get 12.5 runs, please? 20-8 final score. Braves win in extra innings. 8-6 final score there. Mr. Burns strikes out 10 straight tonight. The Cubs, like, you know, listen, the Cubs, C-U-B-S, has always stood for completely, right? C, U, useless, B, by S, September. Cubs, completely useless by September. And the Cubs really are just completely useless. Like, these guys might get, like, no hit, like, four times before the season's done. Let's bring in the raging redhead, Cam Stewart. He'll never get no hit. Cam will always say he'll find a way. What's going on, Cam? How you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, Morency. I'll tell you something. Remember we had that big talk with Sherapan about Jay's starters that they get in? Manoah, guy made one mistake tonight to Ohtani. It's going to happen, but, yeah, I need this one. I'll tell you, I don't know what's going to happen. Action, no action. You were on the Dodgers, I was on the Phillies, but you know what? You said it. Baseball, like these comebacks, that Atlanta win was huge. Yeah, we needed that one. Oakland, it's fantastic. And the Jays right now, they're smoking the Angels. We got to finish this thing off.
Yeah, you know what? I like the Jays tonight. I just didn't like the price. It was getting up there.
Too high.
So listen, guys, the standings, you know, teams are looking at the standings right now. We're getting into mid-August. These games start to count, especially when you're playing against division rivals or against other good teams. If you can really, like, you know, steal a couple of games here. But things are getting pretty interesting right now. The Red Sox are showing, you know, listen, we're not going to quit on the season because we're going through a tough run. But the National League East is where things are really getting crazy here. And it's kind of confusing, Cam, with, like, you know, the Mets keep getting rained out. They played half a game and stuff. But, you know, I know some people, like Drew Martin, thought it was a hot take when I said the Braves are going to be in first place. The Braves are in first place right now. The Braves are officially in first place right now. They're officially tied with the Philadelphia Phillies for the lead. And the Phillies play the Dodgers again, and they can't beat them, Cam.
Thing is, Morency, the people don't know about the Braves is, when you look at their back end of the bullpen, all these starters that, like, throw smoke, that, like, you know, they're one of these, you have to understand as a pitcher, you have to use your mind, right? And a lot of these kids that come out just go, oh, I throw 102, so, you know, and they get into trouble. But the thing about the Braves is they were smart about it. Luke Jackson and all these other guys that were studs, they're like, you know what, we're going to put you in the bullpen, and you're going to find a way how to pitch. You got to figure out how to pitch. And I'll tell you tonight, it was tough. Cincinnati, Joey Votto hit that two-run jack late in that game. I'm like, here we go. Yamrensky, it was 5-5. I'm like, oh, God, here we go. And then we hit the walk-off, right? Exactly what you said. The Atlanta Braves are a hot team. They're also getting a million guys back. The Mets, I'll give the Mets credit. They could have folded to the Nationals. They came back in that game. They were down a lot of runs. This thing, Gabe, is basically a heavyweight fight till the end. And the Phillies tonight, that was tough. You see what happens with the Dodgers, and your boy Bellinger started to figure it out. That's bad news for everybody in the NL West.
And what did I say about my boy, too? David Price was fine. This is what he did in the last game. His last start, he gave up two runs, and that was it. I think he's sort of settling into. He'll give up a couple of runs, and he'll give you 5 or 6. He went 4 tonight, but, of course, there was rain this evening. So the updated numbers right now. And the National League East, and let us reiterate, we got the Phillies at plus 390 and the Braves at plus 340. The Phillies are now plus 120. The Braves are now plus 140 only. The Mets are now plus 290. So, looks like we have to close up shop on this division, Cam. No value left here. Because I'm not taking the Mets. I think the Mets are done.
I think it's going to be the Phillies and the Braves. And I'm not giving up on the Phillies. We knew this, guys, when we talked about the Phillies. The Phillies have a run. They have to play the Dodgers a bunch of times. And so do the Mets, though. That's why it's bad. Like, they all do. The Phillies, Braves, and Mets, they all have to play the NL West. And as you see for Philadelphia, it's not going well for them right now. But once they get through that, like once Philadelphia is finished playing with the Dodgers and the Giants over the next 2 weeks, it's smooth sailing from there. They play Colorado and Pittsburgh every damn night for the rest of the year, and Arizona and stuff. So I still think Philly has a run in them. So there's a lot of baseball left. But I don't know, Cam, like you said, the Braves, they're a solid team, man. They had a ton of injuries, suspensions and stuff, and they never gave up on the season, this team.
Thing about the Braves is, this is another thing. They can use the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, Rays experiment and put a lot of these guys that used to be starters that are in the bullpen in spot starts. You know what's going to happen, Gabe, at the end of the year. We've seen it tonight. Rain out, rain out, rain out, double headers, boom, bang. So these guys, they're pretty deep. And the thing is, they've got all these guys back, all their hitters and stuff. I would never count out the Braves. You see the way they win tonight with a walk-off against Cincinnati? That took guts. Cincinnati basically, they tied it up with a Votto home run. They took the lead, and the Braves said, you know what? We're not done yet. That's scary. They hit a walk-off jack. Not only win the game, they cover the run line minus 1.5, win 8-6. I wouldn't be stepping in the Braves' way. This team looks scary right now.
Corbin Burns, and I'll tell you, that Corbin Burns, if we look at, I'm sure the updated odds, Corbin Burns is like plus 500. Smithers. Mr. Burns is like plus 500. I'm sure he came down. So he joins Aaron Nola. So Aaron Nola did it once this season. It's only three people in Major League Baseball history to do this. Strike out 10 consecutive batters. Corbin Burns joins Aaron Nola and Tom Seaver.
Here's the thing, Gabe. You look at that stat and you're like, oh, should we like be bowing down to him? No, it's the state of baseball today. No offense to Corbin Burns. He's a wicked pitcher and Aaron Nola, but this is the strikeout era. So you know what? When you get 10 Ks in a row, it's like, it's amazing. But the fact that Seaver did it in that era, way more impressive than the other guys. That's just the facts.
On this date, that's a great point. On this date, in 1991, John Daly won the PGA Championship. Just days earlier, he had gotten into the field as the ninth alternate. Wow.
Since I'll tell you a story. This guy,
1991.
Daly's an interesting guy because the thing about him is when he won the British Open, when Constantino Rocca was on his knees and stuff like that, this guy was a nobody. I think the punters said the odds were like 100 or 150. The only biggest dog before that was, or after that was Ben Curtis, who won at like 250-1. That's the thing about Daly, Gabe, is he'll do nothing, nothing, nothing. And once in a while, like I remember in Vegas, I'm sitting there, I'm having a drink at the bar. I'm like, John Daly's in contention? Guy's like 200-1 in the senior event. He'll do nothing. And then all of a sudden, like he'll have good rhythm and then he'll figure it out. I got to hand it to John Daly, though, that guy. What a story. But his kid, little John Daly, is a great golfer. Watch out for this kid.
I really had John Daly. I never interviewed. I know Cam's met John Daly. Cam played golf at Niagara Falls, right?
Yep.
With John Daly. But we nearly had him on once, and literally he was there, and his manager handler said, listen, he just passed out. It's a true story. Said, listen, he's been drinking all night. And he's out.
He hit the deck.
Yeah, he's done. He's done for the night.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
As our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the 117th dust-up between the snorting swine of Springfield A&M and the Springfield University Nittany Tide. Oh, doctor, break out the hickory switch.
Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morency. We're kicking it. People in the chat are wondering about Cam playing golf with John Daly. Yeah, it wasn't. They weren't at a golf course.
No,
it was Niagara Falls.
We didn't play the whole round. But I will say this, Gabe. Like, this is one of the highlights of my life. Actually, I'll never forget at the end, right? Because all the TSN, all the other networks, blah blah blah, they're all there, right? So I'm on the green, and I know I got nothing after this. So Daly's doing a charity. He's like, okay, well, we got a putt. It's like a 45 footer, right? I go, listen, let's do this for like a couple hundred bucks, whatever. I go, I hit the putt. You give me a couple $100. If not, you know what I mean? I'll give to the charity. Actually, like, it was the best putt of my life. I'm like, this was on TV too. It's like 45 footer. It's like, boom, right in the hole. Daly's like, oh my God. Cause he looked at me. He's like, who's this stooge? Right. So, you know what I mean? And I hit the putt. I'm like, nah, don't worry, John. We'll just give the money to charity. But honestly, Marazzi, like, they're rolling camera. My cameraman's like, wow, you actually did. It'd be like you going in and Wayne Gretzky would be like on a breakaway and you like gloved, like boom, you made a huge glove save and said, settle down, great one. Like, you know what I mean? It was one of those moments. I was just like, wow. And Daly looked at me and was like, I go, listen, man, I'm crap at golf, but I couldn't believe I hit that putt. It was like a double breaker too. It was a huge putt. It's on YouTube, I think.
I couldn't stop Wayne Gretzky now. Like Wayne's in his 60s. I think Wayne would still score on me. Although, I don't know. If you ask Mark Crawford, he's no good on breakaways. So, right? That's why he didn't. Ask him. That's why he didn't take the shot in the Olympics. So I got to say, I was planning on kind of just being kind of straight by the book tonight with Babano. I was like, all right, we'll bring Babano in. We'll get the awkwardness out of the way, and we'll get into the picks. But once again, Babano, Cam, not here. And we're going back to last week now, and this is how it all started. Remember, we're like, where the hell is this guy? What's going on? Now that I think of it, Cam, do you remember? He never answered what happened last week.
Exactly.
He?
No,
like,
no.
He never, like, he sort of, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you know, I do shows with the ice guys, and I do a lot of stuff, and I crack a beer after work. Really tiring day.
Yeah, but he never really says, so we're like, well, where
it's
are you?
It's true.
Like, what's where, like. This is two times, I swear to God, like 3 weeks ago, he patted himself on the back about how reliable he was. I swear, Ken. He said how reliable he was.
Yeah, you just can't get through. Yeah, this is an interesting quandrum here. Is it a Sports Grid problem or is it a Babano problem? Interesting.
Good point.
Thank you, Gabe.
And that really could be on us too. Like,
we can't sell Babano down the river. But I will say this:
I love everyone. Both.
Oh yeah, I know. No, hey, buddy, nobody's as militant as you. You're doing shows like Attention, 6 Eastern, you know, midnight. You're doing your thing. But I will say this about Babano: you brought up some good points tonight. It's not like, you know, you don't have to get married. You don't have to do whatever. But you're a young man, great hair. A lot of things going for you, tie cats. Like, it's very great simple. Hair. No, honestly, Gabe, like, if you're a Babano, he's thin. Like, he's not like a big pig or anything like that. He just walks into a tie cat party, and he's a nice fella. Like, I got to be honest with you. I think this guy, if he really, really wanted to, could, you know, succeed with women. But the thing about it is, he's so married to capping.
Cam Stewart giving Babano some advice that Babano doesn't want or can't hear, or maybe
correct.
He hears right now. What the hell is going on here anyways?
They're kind of like, well, what's that? Like, what's going on here, Matias? Because I'm starting to believe Ibano, actually. It's not like he's out. What's he doing? He's sitting there. I got to believe he's ready to
come on. I will say this, Morenci, from my experience on the show, Matias is pretty quick. Like, I'll call in on the break. Even if he can't talk to me personally, he'll patch me through. So I don't know really where to go with this. I've had, you know, time to think about it. I don't know. I hear dial tone.
All right. We'll let Radar and our switchboard try to figure this out. Seriously, it's got a switchboard or something.
Did you see that promo for Fantasy Island yet? Oh, God. No. It's horrible. Oh, man. When you see it, you're going to lose your mind.
Hey, you know, all right, we've got Babano. Babano, what the hell is going on, buddy? Just like 3 weeks ago, you were talking about how reliable and consistent you are. Now this is 2 weeks in a row, Babano. What's going on? Somebody canvassing, soliciting you at your door? What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know what, but I'm here now. That's all that matters. Matias was calling me. He sent me a message, said he couldn't get through. He gave me a number to call. I called it, and here I am.
I love Babano.
Well, he didn't answer again. He never answers.
No, I'm right sitting by the phone. I know what time I'm supposed to be on this show every week. Just didn't get the ring.
So you're saying, so what do you have to say for yourself, Matias? Because you both can't be right. Like, something's not, you know, something doesn't add up.
Who calls who? That's the thing, Morenci. Yeah. Like, when I come on the show, at you always tell me 12:10 or whatever, I call in. Matias patches me through. Is Matias supposed to call Babano or is Babano supposed to call him? That's how we solve this.
I call
where Matias.
Yes.
All right. So what happened when you called him 10 minutes ago?
I get his beautiful voice to that voicemail. Is Ian Cameron.
I'd like to hear Babano's message.
Maybe he's on the can, Gabe. You know?
I sent him a message on Twitter.
No, I can assure you that was not the case. No.
I'm starting to wonder, Cam, but like, what is going on behind that?
Why are you telling me there's like, is this like Forensic Files? Like, Babano's got something going on, like a neighbor that is a Ryder fan that did him wrong or whatever.
Late night activity going on here.
Exactly.
Yeah. Little criminal activity going on. Yeah.
Late night cutting.
I picture you like, you know, you're some sort of like psycho. You're like burying a neighbor in a backyard cam in the middle of the night. Babano's got a shovel up there.
I got to be honest with you, Gabe. If Babano buried a neighbor in the backyard,
backyard's not big enough to bury anybody in it. Yeah.
So you're saying if you knew Babano, like wax him over the back of the head with a shovel cam and buried him in his yard, you wouldn't rat him out?
No, I wouldn't. I think it would be the other person's fault.
I never did anything to Cam. Why would he do that? Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, like, you watch these stories with Ted Bundy, and he used to walk around with a cast. It's like, oh, I'm so hurt here. Next thing you know, right over the head into the Volkswagen, and then you're done. Babano, even if he was a serial killer, Gabe, he's such a friendly person.
That's right.
They're all serial killers.
Who else is going to, you know, I gave Cam a helpful listen to his, you know, talking about his air conditioning on the Fritz and the leak in his roof. You know, I was concerned. I was caring. I was interested. You know, that's a good friend right there. Cam's got no reason to want to do bad things involving me.
So do you really say, hello, this is Ian Cameron on your answering? What do you say?
I know, it's not exactly a creative, cool voicemail message, but I get it. And you would think for someone that's a bit off the wall at times, I would be a little bit more inventive, but that's what I got.
Well, what do you say? What's the message? What does it say? What's your answer? What's your voicemail message say?
Well, it's just your standard. It's like, hello, it's Ian Cameron. I'm not can't answer your call right now. Leave your name, number, and a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Standard stuff.
I got a problem with your package, Babano. You promised me winners. What the hell? Do you ever deal with any of those
clients
guys
don't
that
get
go
my
absolutely
cell phone.
Bonkers?
Yeah. You can talk to me on Twitter, email, not the cell phone, though.
Oh, no. It's the hottest cell phone number in America. No one can have that.
It is scorching.
Yes, it is.
I don't even have a message. I think if you call and you try to leave a message on my phone, it says...
Me too, Gabe.
The person that calls his phone has not activated their voicemail.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that's exactly what I got.
The voicemail.
It's, like, or it's kind of like Cam Stewart. Like, you know, it's like one of those ones that's no, like, it's not a conversation. It's more, hey, Mr. Stewart, remember us that you, like, snuck on the GO train and you owe us that money? He's like, click. Yeah, that's one of those situations, definitely.
Yeah, it's true, Babano. We pictured you like Costanza. Believe it or not, Babano's not home.
He's not home.
Where could he be?
Yeah, you'd think I'd have a nut bar, nutcase ringtone or voicemail message, but I don't. And I think if I put some thought into it and I truly cared about it, I probably would do something pretty funny, but it was a long time ago, and I haven't changed it in like 5 years.
Well, you sound pretty clear tonight, Babano. I don't know if you paid your bill, but very crisp.
We understand, but Babano's can't have
well,
his
it does help when I turn the television sound down in the background. That helps. I just did that.
Oh, thanks, Babano. Thank you.
I love this guy.
Once again, too. All right. I guess we'll never know. It's one of the mysteries for Dateline. We'll never know. Was it Matias or Babano's fault?
What do you think, Gabe? We'll take it on the other side. What do you think?
How about it's neither fault? It's technology. It's technology.
No. We got to blame somebody. Sorry. We're going to figure this one out.
You got to blame some human element. Okay.
Correct.
I think that Matias called him and it was going to
be. I'll take the blame because Matias is a good kid and I don't want him losing his job over anything. He works hard.
Losing his job? No, we got bigger problems. No, he's not losing his job because he didn't pick up. It's not happening.
How old are you, Matias?
I'm 31.
Yeah, he's no kid.
How old are you, Babano?
Probably older than Matias. Mid-30s. It's scary. 36.
Answer the damn question.
Yeah.
God, man.
Wow.
Holy.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
So what do I do? Just aim for the pond?
No, you're not supposed to hit it into the water.
But you hit it into the water.
I know I hit it into the water.
But why do they even have water if you're not supposed to hit it there?
Because it's fun! We're having fun!
Look, it went further than your ball.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. All right, the people have spoken, and I got to be honest. So, yeah. Goatsler sets it that it was minus 200 odds that it was Babano's fault, plus 150 Matias. People are taking Matias' side for the most part, but I think they like throwing Babano under the bus.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I think Babano's a pretty on-point guy, Gabe. You know, he shows up at the, hey, I like soup. I like Ty Cats football. I like the, you know what I mean? I think he's calling in, and Matias has a lot of things going on. He's like, because you're like, hey, Matias, can you play the one with Mo Sizzle? Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta Falcons. Like, what promo is he going to play? Like George Costanza or the one with Jerry Seinfeld? Or, ah, yeah. Put it in the bank, George. You know what? I love Matias, but I think Babano, I don't think he's a guy that doesn't pay attention at times. I'm going to give Babano.
That's the dumbest bet I ever heard of.
I disagree.
He tweeted the show.
I disagree.
I think Babano was ready to go. I think Babano was ready to go.
All I know is the phone is next to me, and I don't get a blip of a ring, as Ron DeSantis would say.
What the hell are you talking about?
Blip Ron DeSantis? A ring?
What does that even mean? I don't even know what that meant, Babano.
DeSantis, ring.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Like, what? That's supposed to be fine.
I heard him say the other day, I don't give a blip about, or I don't want to hear a blip from him about COVID. So that's why that stuck in my head.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, you're quoting the governor of Florida now, Babano? Like,
I got to be honest with you, Gabe. The more Babano talks, the more I love him. Like, he's just keeps.
Oh,
he's
it's like a Russian dog.
Oh, he's so. Yeah, you're right. Like, one layer, two layer, three layer, four. I love it. Keep on talking, Babano. You're the best.
So, but people.
Brings life to the show, yeah.
People also, though, believe, said, Babano, you're 36, Matias is 31.
You called him a kid.
People do not believe that you can't. Like, so you got to be like 20 years older, but bad.
I agree, Gabe. The over under for calling a guy a kid is like 18 and a half.
Yeah. Like once you're 50, you can do it. Like, you're 50. And I don't know. And yeah. I don't even do it. I don't like that.
I can't call a teenager a kid. I'm not old enough yet.
No.
You can't call a 31-year-old a kid. You can't call a kid.
Yeah.
You can't call a 31-year-old a kid.
Yeah, I didn't know Matias was that old. You're right.
Hey, Gabe, I got a question for you. What do you hate more? Chief, boss, dude, out of those? Like, what makes your blood boil when some turkey says, hey, chief, hey, bro, hey, dude, like, yeah. What's the worst out of them all?
Chief.
I think Chief's the worst.
I don't mind Chief.
Chief sucks.
I don't
sucks.
Mind any of those.
Yeah,
I
you don't
like,
ever don't ever call
don't
me
like
Chief.
I don't like when someone says, hello, my friend. I don't like hello, friend. It's like,
hello,
I'd rather like.
Hello, my friend. Yeah.
So when you're not a fan of
Jim
boss,
Nance wouldn't
chief,
be your friend
chief,
then.
Dude. Hello, friends. So you're not, so Cam, you're telling me you don't like when someone says to you.
When a guy says chief to me.
What's up, chief? What's up,
chief? I want to knock his face. Like, I'll end you.
I think that's disrespect. I'm with Cam. I think chief is disrespect. Bro, I can live with. Chief,
don't ever call me chief. You could call me, buddy, bro. Whatever you call me, chief, I like my blood boils. It boils.
What's up, chief?
Chief.
I hear buddy too many times from my friends.
I don't mind buddy. Yeah, buddy's
cool.
Just
okay
like, hey, buddy, how
I just
you
hear
doing?
It a
like,
lot. That's
the
my
worst
problem
is,
with
hey,
it.
Hey, chief, I got what you're. I'm like, what?
Hey,
you, I got what you are? Chief? I'm not. No, there's no chief. Gabe, I'm telling you, when I hear chief, I go absolutely. Like, literally, my blood boils. I'll kill
you're
you.
Not even naked,
I would too, Cam. I'm with you.
What's your problem with chief?
I'd be bothered by that.
I'd rather be called anything but chief. I'd rather be called old, stupid, fat, whatever. You call me chief, I'm going to kill you. Like, I'm going to put you in a pretzel and I'm going to end you.
That's the craziest thing ever. You hate the what's up, chief.
I say hey, man, a lot.
So
hey, man,
disrespectful.
How are you? When I see
like,
someone
I hate that. I was at the sandwich shop the other day. Kid didn't mean to do it, too. He's just used to doing it. Say, hey, chief, I got your, your ham and cheese. And I looked at him and I gave him eye contact. I was just like, oh, chief, I just, God, I hate chief. It's so bad. Gabe, it's like calling a guy goof in prison. You call a guy goof. Yeah. You're a goof in prison? That's like chief to me. It's like, it makes me, I just go nuts.
Chief. Chief has a sarcastic, condescending
tone. Damn right it does, Morency. You yes. said it. It's condescending, stupid, and annoying. I'd rather be called, hey, redheaded, you fat fuck. Here's your, I'm so sorry. Here's your assorted sub for $6.99 extra meat. I apologize. God damn it. I hate this edited stuff. You know what I mean, though.
I can't. Well, it's not just that I hear,
that's on me.
There you go. See, someone can take the blame for something now, and they legitimately did cause the fault.
You did it last week, Babano, so I'll take the blame this week.
I did.
Week.
I did. So I can't be throwing stones. I agree. Yeah.
Sorry, Gabe.
I can't be throwing stones. It's not just that I hear "Hey, buddy" a lot, Cam. It's the everybody says it. My friends in the same tone. Hey, buddy. It's like, hey, buddy. It's not just
Chief's
hey, buddy.
Worse.
It's hey,
Chief's
buddy.
Why are you calling me chief? I'm not rocking a native tribe. Like, well, how am I the chief? Like, am I the boss of the company? I'm just coming in here for no. Don't ever call me chief unless I'm the chief. CEO of a company, which I'll never be, so don't call me chief.
Wow. I never knew Cam like we got this mad.
I hate it.
So the kid said, here's your sandwich, chief, and you want to kill the kid.
Oh, honestly, but the thing is, the guy's a nice guy. It's just like I looked at him and go, if you weren't like a nice person, I'd kill you. Like I'd jump behind the counter and like absolutely end you. I hate chief. It's horrible, Gabe. What do you? What makes your blood boil, Morency? Like, what do you say when you're dealing with these idiots with the lights? What's the line?
I think this segment is making his blood boil right now.
No,
it's a great segment. It's a great. Hey, Babano. You worry about the soup
Me
and Gabe do shows all day. This segment rocks. Don't worry about it. You sit down and.
All right,
understand.
I'm just making sure. He sounded pretty quiet there.
No, he loves it. He loves it.
It's funny. None of the above bother me. Like, I don't care. No one ever calls me chief.
What about boss? When a guy calls you boss, do you like boss or would you prefer chief?
Yeah, no,
I prefer boss. I prefer boss over chief.
What about junior? Hey, junior.
Junior.
Why would you call me junior, Mateus? That makes no sense. What am I a junior of? The junior, like,
junior.
Hockey league guy? Like, what's junior?
Junior.
Yeah, junior. Like, what the hell are you talking about? Anyway.
I'm not a fan of sir, to be honest.
No, the thing about sir is, though,
yeah, I get it a
when
lot,
you're an older like, guy, they got to call it. Like, and know what Lisa's problem is, Gabe? When they call her ma'am, I see her blood boil. It's like, but the thing is, that's what they do. They say, hey, ma'am, would you like a cup of tea or like a vodka? And she's like, ma'am. You get it?
Well,
I actually, yeah.
What's the proper way to address a lady if she's your friend? You don't like you don't want to go, unless you really know her well, do you really want to go date?
No, Babano, here's a tip.
You don't do that.
You call her by her first name. You call her by her first name.
That's
if her name is Donna, you call her Donna. If her name's Jane, you call her Jane. Right, Gabe? There's no, hey.
But there's
you know
that word with
about.
The guy friends that I've got that I say, hey, buddy, hey, man. I'm not going to call a woman, hey, woman. How are you today? You know, you can't do that like you can do with, hey, man, what's up? Right?
Hey, you just say hi. Right?
Yeah, you don't say, hey, woman. It makes it sound like, you know, one of those abusive husbands.
Who the hell says, hey, woman? A moron? Like, come on. That's serial killer talk, Babano.
Exactly.
Who's in your freezer?
Yeah. Oh, I've never said it like that. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, we say, hey, man, or hey, buddy, to a friend of ours, it's a guy. What do we say to the woman? We can't say, hey, woman. That's the point I'm trying to get at. Can't say that. It's just a bad, bad look and a bad sound.
You don't say anything. Say,
yeah, exactly,
how
Gabe.
How are you doing?
How are you doing exactly?
How are you, Julie or Linda or whatever her name
how
is?
How you feeling? Exactly.
The word buddy, though, has come on and overtaken radio. It's true. I swear to God, I blame PJ Stock. He was like the first one. It was like 15 years ago. PJ Stock called everyone buddy all the time.
I like PJ Stock.
Yeah, so like every guest, thanks, buddy. All right, thanks, buddy. He'd say to the producer, buddy, buddy. It's like a hockey thing, right?
Yeah,
like,
I know. But you know what,
like
Gabe?
In the room, and then it just starts, and now it's everywhere. I'm not saying he started it, created it, but it's everywhere. You hear buddy on talk radio like two or three times a day.
Difference is, yeah. PJ Stock is a good human being. A lot of those guys that are like around, he did it for the right reasons. All those other guys are just dicks. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he really wants to be your buddy. He's a good guy. We had shots together.
I hate to digress, guys, drinks. But I know we're coming up to a break in a couple minutes. We got to find out and we got to hear from Cam. Who's going to be our buddy on Sunday at the Wyndham Championship?
Don't Who's worry, gonna be our buddy then? I'll stay into the next damn segment. We're just talking about people who are absolute gearboxes and stooges right now. Don't worry, Gabe. I'll stay into the next one. We'll talk about my damn golf picks later.
We appreciate it. Sue Lisa is kind
that
of like,
that.
Dear God. Well, let's ask Babano. Do you actually have any female friends? That's why you're asking?
Yeah, of course.
Or your female
I do,
friends.
Believe it or not. It may sound strange, but I do.
I bet you, and I'm not throwing you under the bus. I bet you, though, your female friends are like your buddy's wife type thing. You know her, you know what I mean? Do you have, do you call up some girl that you've never slayed, you know what I mean, as a day? Hey, yeah. Are you watching CNN right now?
Don't hey, Gabe, you know what the thing is? My buddy Forbes, who you met, I became friends with. His female friend, they all work for Via and French. Know what they do when they go back to Quebec? Get me nice cheese curds and the proper stuff for a real Quebec poutine. That's a friend.
Exactly, yeah. No, I have a few. I have a few, three or four
she cut
female
my hair
friends
too.
That I talk to regularly.
Cut your hair,
wives,
she's your friend.
Buddy's wife, too,
friend.
Yep.
Yeah, it's my buddy's kind of on and off again sex partner, I think. But she's nice.
The late night anger management class. What's in Cam's bag coming up?
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Next.
Lots.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am RNC. The Chief, Cam Stewart, in the house.
Chief.
How about pal? What do you think about the word pal?
I don't mind pal.
What's up, pal?
Because it's like, hey, pal. Like, the thing about when somebody calls you pal, it's kind of like, you know, they're kind of an innocent person. Like, they're saying pal. When people say chief or boss, I look into them and go, what's your angle? Like, what are you doing? Like, do you want to fight? Like, why are you being
man.
Sarcastic?
I'm sort of old school. I'll say, what's up, man?
Yeah, I say man all the time. What's up, man? That's not...
I say bro. I use bro. What's up,
I use bro, too. But that's not condescending. Chief? Goof? That's condescending. And what's the other one?
Chief.
Buddy? Yeah, no, buddy. Buddy's a hey, buddy. Like, the thing is, it's not as, like, when some guy calls you chief, that basically means, like, you know what? I know you're doing better than me, but I don't like you. You get it? And I'm like, yeah, party's over.
The best is, too, I know one thing Cam hates.
You know I'm right, man.
Wallet, chain wallets.
Oh, if you're wearing a chain wallet, you should actually be, like, tackled, disintegrated. Like, who's ever got a weapon, just cut the... If you wear a chain wallet as an adult, you're an absolute moron. Like, you're a tool. Right, Gabe?
I've said it, too. It just makes you, like, think... I always just think, you know what?
I'm going to rob you.
Like, the best is, too, you know, people with the chain wallets, can't. They probably got like $13 in their wallet.
Exactly. It's not like there's like $1,000 in there. It's like very minimal bills. Fives.
Chain wallets.
Chain wallets are for turkeys.
I told you. All right, we're going to get to the golf on the other side, we promise.
Damn right.
This is level one. We've established the don't call Cam chief. And if you're wearing a wallet chain, he's going to want to strangle you with it. The late night anger management class continues.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.